By the mid-1940s, the molecular nature of the gene had come into focus. Functionally, a gene was a unit of inheritance that carried a biological trait from one cell to another or from one generation to the next. Physically, genes were carried within the cell in the form of chromosomes. Chemically, genes were composed of DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. But a gene only carries information. The functional, physical, and chemical understanding of the gene begged a mechanistic understanding. How did genetic information become manifest inside the cell? What did a gene do, and how? George Beadle, Thomas Morgan's student, switched from Morgan's fruit flies to an even more primitive organism, the slime mold, to answer these questions. Collaborating with the biochemist Edward Tatum at Stanford University in California, Beadle discovered that genes carried instructions to build proteins, complex, multidimensional macromolecules that were the workhorses of the cell. Proteins, researchers found in the 1940s, carry out the bulk of cellular functions. They form enzymes, catalysts that speed up biochemical reactions vital to the life of the cell. Proteins are receptors for other proteins or molecules responsible for transmitting signals from one cell to the next. They can create structural components of the cell, such as the molecular scaffolding that allows a cell to exist in a particular configuration in space. They can regulate other proteins, thus creating minuscule circuits inside the cell responsible for coordinating the life cycle of the cell. Beadle and Tatum found that a gene works by providing the blueprint to build a protein. A protein is a gene realized, the machine built from a gene's instructions. But proteins are not created directly out of genes. In the late 1950s, Jacques Monod and François Jacob, working in Paris, Sidney Brenner and Matthew Meselson at Caltech, and Francis Crick in Cambridge, discovered that the genesis of proteins from genes requires an intermediary step, a molecule called ribonucleic acid, or RNA. RNA is the working copy of the genetic blueprint. It is through RNA that a gene is translated into a protein. This intermediary RNA copy of a gene is called a gene's message. Genetic information is transmitted from a cell to its progeny through a series of discrete and coordinated steps. First, genes, located in chromosomes, are duplicated when a cell divides and are transmitted into progeny cells. Next, a gene, in the form of DNA, is converted into its RNA copy. Finally, this RNA message is translated into a protein. The protein, the ultimate product of genetic information, carries out the function encoded by the gene. This unidirectional flow of genetic information, DNA to RNA to protein, was found to be universal in living organisms, from bacteria to slime molds, to fruit flies, to humans. In the mid-1950s, biologists termed this the central dogma of molecular biology.